Mom, do we really have to go to this dinner tonight? Like, seriously, what's the point? You're dating him, not me. Important for the family. Mom, he's your boyfriend, not my new stepdad. And what's with the whole he's bringing his kid thing? You're not setting us up to be some kind of sitcom family, are you? Open-minded. Mom, this isn't a school group project. You can't just throw people together and expect them to bond. Besides, I'm way too old to care about making new family friends. Wait, their age? What do you mean by that? Like, exactly my age? Are we talking, like, a few years off? What exactly are you saying to me right now? Wow, okay, great. I can't wait to meet some random guy who probably spends his entire morning gaming in his room. Fine, I'll go, but don't expect me to be thrilled about it, okay? I'm not even gonna pretend. I love you, Mom, but I'm sorry. I cannot do this. This is gonna be an absolute fucking disaster. I just need to go to my room. Huh? What's this? A text from... Oh, that date. Yeah, they were... Whoa, they're calling me? Okay. Hey. Well, how's your day first? Really? That's crazy. You would not believe the day I'm having. Okay, so get this. My mom just dropped the bombshell that we're having dinner with her boyfriend tonight. And apparently, his son is going to be there too. Like, why do parents need to awkwardly, like, force the family moments on us, you know? Look, I'm literally just so fucking confused right now. Exactly, like, what do they think is gonna happen? That we'll instantly click and become best friends? Spoiler alert, I don't need any more friends. Especially not ones I'm forced to meet. Over, what, a casserole? Yeah. I know, it's not that big of a deal, but... You know how awkward I am with new people. We've been texting for a while. Like, what if he's super weird, though? Or, like, worse, what if he's, like, one of those guys who talk about crypto for hours? Okay, fair point. Maybe I'm being dramatic, but still, I'd rather be doing literally anything else. I wish I could just go and bail and we go out together instead. You know, you would be much better company. All right, enough ranting. I gotta go get ready for this train wreck, but hey, thanks for listening. You're really the best. In a weird way, but a really good way. Yeah, I'll text you later, okay? Okay. Alright, I'm gonna get dressed. Honestly, what I have on now isn't too shabby. Besides, I shouldn't have to dress up for those people anyway. Ma's really gonna get a look at me, isn't she? But she'll be fine. She knows I dress like this all the time anyways. Why do I have to get all bald and dulled and... No, I'm just gonna wear what I want to. And with that, she's already calling my name. Glad I didn't even decide to change. Whatever. Oh, damn. Hi. Nice to meet... Oh no. Oh no. It's you. You're the guy. Oh my god, this can't be happening. What are the odds? Act normal. Just smile and nod or something. And it's nice to meet you. Yes, I would be Skylar. Mm-hmm. Your dad forced you to come here? Yeah, my mom forced me here too. This is so fucking awkward. Come on. Let's go into the kitchen. Alright, we're gonna go grab a drink, okay? Yeah, I'll get to know my new buddy. Alright, So, this is something, huh? Yeah, no kidding. Of all the people I could have matched with, it had to be you. My future stepbrother. Like, what are the odds of this happening? Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks this is absolutely insane. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about it. Imagine explaining this to someone else. Oh yeah, we matched on Tinder and we found out we were about to be family. Sounds like a bad rom-com. Like, even the words rom-com coming out of my mouth sound absolutely ridiculous. Oh god. Well, I mean, honestly, though, you're not that bad. I mean, at least you're not the crypto guy I was degrading, so there's that. All right, fair. I guess I deserve that for ranting about you before I even met you. But hey, you were nice on the date, so I'll let it slide. Okay, so what now? Do we just pretend this never happened, or do we embrace the chaos and make this the funniest inside joke ever? You know what? I like your style. And for what it's worth, I really did enjoy our date. You're funny, charming, and apparently really good at being awkward. Just like me. Yeah, now that I think about it, we're gonna be very close, don't you think? Well, step-sibling close, totally innocent, nothing to worry about, probably. Well, that was a wild ride, huh? Thank you all for tuning in. And if you enjoyed this chaotic love story, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe. I'll see you next time.